Welcome to Faith Matters. I'm Father Regis Scanlon. I'm a Capuchin Franciscan of the Mid-America Province of the Capuchins in Denver, Colorado. Our question today is on Faith Matters, is do we have to go to Mass on Sunday? A lot of people have been saying in the last 20 years that, we want to go to Mass out of love. They don't want to go to Mass because they have to. Therefore, they've concluded that you don't have to go to Mass. It's no mortal sin if you don't go to Mass. If you can't go out of love that day, it's better to stay in bed. Why be a hypocrite? I've heard this said. I've heard this said a number of times. I've heard it even said by priests. I wonder if the priests would feel that way, if they didn't feel like getting up, going to Mass, and saying the Mass. I wonder if they would stay in bed and feel free. We have to look at this a little more serious, though. There's a lot of things that we do in life that we might not like to do, but we have to do them. There's an obligation. The mother might not like to get up and feed her children, make their breakfast, take care of them, but she does it. And yet, is it an act of love? You betcha it's an act of love, even though she doesn't feel like going. And so it's the same thing. We can go to Mass. We might not feel like going, but going, we worship God in a community, and it actually is an act of love. And once more, God can command love. And in the Catholic Church, He does command love. And in the Scriptures, He commands love. He says, third commandment, thou shalt keep holy the Sabbath day. And we must go to church on Sundays, and holy days is a church obligation also. So you got it from the Ten Commandments, and you got it from a church obligation. Yes, we must go to Mass on Sunday. And what is it if we do not? Is it a venial sin or mortal sin? Some would say, it's just a small sin. But actually, missing Mass on Sunday is a mortal sin. It has always been understood that way in the Catholic Church. It's even tradition that the day of the resurrection that we celebrate, that we need to come at least once a week. And that's not very much. Once a week as a community to offer sacrifice, the greatest act of worship we can offer is the sacrifice of offering this Jesus Christ to His Father. That's the greatest act we can do. That we have an obligation, since we have this tremendous gift of the Mass, to offer this Mass at least once a week in unity with the community, to offer worship to our God who is our Creator, our being. And if we all do that at least once a week, and on the day when everybody comes, then we are guilty of a mortal sin. And that must be confessed in confession. And so we have to understand this very clearly, that we have an obligation under pain of mortal sin to go to Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation. And of course, the question often comes up, Father, I'm going on a skiing trip and there's no church there. Or I haven't had time to look up to see if there was a church there. Or I'm going backpacking, I'm going outward bound. Or I'm going to go to the Steelers game, or I'm going to go to the Broncos game, and I have to get prepared. Our relatives were going on a trip or something like this, and they say, "Can I have permission to miss Mass?" Well, I'm not God, I tell them. How can I give you permission to miss Mass? Nor am I a pastor. They want to be dispensed. Well, they think they need to take a little more responsibility themselves. They have to ask themselves, when am I excused from going to Mass on Sunday? Okay, it is true that if one is sick, one is excused from going to Mass on Sunday. In other words, we must go to Mass on Sunday unless there is something necessary which we must do. Then, if it's necessary, in other words, if it's impossible for us to go to Mass on Sunday, then there's nothing we can do about that. Then we're excused. But when is it necessary to miss? Well, if we're having surgery that day, it's necessary to miss. You're excused. But what is really necessary? There's where the problem comes up, huh? We are so much into our own way of secular life. We're willing to sacrifice for all kinds of things. We're willing to sacrifice to go to dances. We're willing to sacrifice to go on a trip. We're willing to sacrifice to save money to build a house. We'll work like crazy to get a second or third car. But are we willing to sacrifice to go to Mass on Sunday? We're not willing to give up a football game. We're not willing to give up a ski trip. How can those things be called necessary? Very unlikely. Now, if you have to go to Outward Bound in order to learn to do your job, and this is the only time they can do it, and you must go then, or you're not going to be able to do this job, and your safety, your very life is involved, well, maybe you can be excused then. But to go just for exercise, let's get serious. How serious? We want God to take us serious in His salvation and His mercy. We want to receive a serious amount of His salvation and His mercy. Then we better take His laws very serious. And then you start thinking about that for a while before you decide to excuse yourself for Mass on Sundays. And one of the things we have to include here, I think, is working on Sunday. People often ask, you know, there's a relationship. Sometimes they say, I can't go to Mass on Sunday because I'm working. Well, you shouldn't be working on Sunday. Oh. Well, sometimes they say, well, I have to work on Sunday. Well, do you have to work on Sunday? Have you tried to get a different job? And have you told them that you're not going to work on Sunday? Have you told them this? Have you sought another job? Have you tried to go into Mass Saturday night? Have you tried to go into Mass Sunday night? Or when you say you can't go to Mass on Sunday because you're working, do you mean that when you go home you're too tired to go to Mass? Well, that's not an excuse. Jesus was very tired when He hung on the cross. Very tired, but He hung on the cross. So we have to be very serious when we consider this question and take the Lord's obligation serious. Is God number one in our life? You know, the football players, all the kids hold up one. They say their team is number one, and everybody rushes out to all these games and even miss a Mass on Sunday. The Christian holds up his finger and he says, God is number one. That's the one I worship. I think the athletic events, the Outward Bounds, all of these things, athletics and health of body is becoming a god in our life. And now we want to use that as an excuse to miss Mass on Sunday, all these recreations. No, God is our number one. He is our Lord and Savior. If I'm going on a trip, I'll make sure I get to Mass at that place where I go. Before I find a place to sleep, before I find a place to eat, I will find a church that I'm going to go to Mass to. I'll check that out before I get there. That's what we have to do. And if I can't find the Mass, then on this recreation, then I will take another recreation. I'll go somewhere else for a recreation. I'll go to the mountains or something else. But my recreation will include God. Remember this. We don't want to die on our vacation at a time when we've excluded the Lord. And many accidents happen on vacation. That's something else to think about, huh? We would say, boy, I sure wish I would have included God in this trip. So, do we have to go to Mass on Sunday? Yes, under pain of mortal sin. And that includes holy days of obligation. Yes, under pain of mortal sin. Is there any time that we can be excused? Yes, if it's necessary. We have to make a serious attempt at going Mass on Sunday. For instance, if I'm driving to church on Sunday or holy day of obligation, and all of a sudden I get in an accident and I miss Mass, do I have to go to a later Mass? No, because I made a serious attempt to go to Mass. Okay? We have to make a serious attempt, and then we fulfill the obligation. Keep that in mind. But if we do not make a serious attempt to go to Mass, and there's not anything necessary, we're not having surgery or something, we're not sick or something like this, and we miss Mass on Sunday or Holy Day of obligation, we are committing a mortal sin. Our brothers and sisters, we cannot go to communion unless we go to confession and confess that sin first. So that's the faith matter that we consider today. And we ask you to let your faith shine. Remember the Lord says, don't keep your light under the bushel basket. Take the bushel basket off. Let the light shine for all to see. This means let this message that you've learned here in Faith Matters spread throughout your parish, your family, your relatives. Tell them about this. Discuss these matters with them. These are faith matters. These matters are important. Thank you for listening. And may our Lord Jesus Christ bless you and give you peace.